The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Mercy Sowah
and Abraham Donko.
In the headlines, President Mahama marks second year in office today. NDC General Secretary describes as untenable Nanado's allegation of bloated voter register. Obstetrics and Gynecology Department of Kolebu demand immediate settlement of debts owed by NHIA. Potential drug for Ebola on trial in Liberia and Palestine to join International Criminal Court on April 1st. President John Dramani Mahama marks his second year in office today. He admits that 2014 was not a good year, but is optimistic about a turnaround this year. Political analysts say progress is a must to enhance Mahama's chances for a second term year in 2016. Democracy for a Fact presents an opportunity for Ghanaians to assess the president. What are their thoughts and what do the people want from President Mahama going forward? Rebecca Ekpe has been finding out.
There is no question that 2014 was a difficult year for President Mahama. The year has been described by political analysts as one of the worst for the Mahama administration. The dust perhaps may be settling given the sharp rise in inflation, frequent power cuts, dramatic dip in the value of the cedi that brought the crowds to the streets of Ghana's capital, Accra, in July last year. President Mahama agrees that the year was a tough one.
I'm sure we can all agree that 2014 was a year that presented great challenges, but it was also a year in which those challenges were met with great courage and even greater compassion.
The president explains why 2014 had to be demanding.
There are some things you have to do when you're faced with economic challenges, and it needs to put on the brakes, and it involves austerity. People are going to react when you are going through an austere period, and I think that is normal even in developed countries when, you know, you have to take certain measures to arrest some economic challenges. People feel the pinch and they will react naturally.
But what do the people think?
I believe he can do more.
A Ghanaian resident in the UK, what is your perception? I know you've been in and out, you've probably read a lot.
Well, from the little I hear and see on telly, I'm a bit disappointed. Very, very disappointed.
Political scientist Dr. Bosman Asari also thinks that Mahama's ministers have not lived up to the task.
If there are some competent people out there who are capable of delivering the goods, who are capable of providing the collective good in a better way, for us, the president should go out of them.
President Mahama, however, promises Ghanaians this year will be a transformational one that will see a positive change in the economy.
I have relied and will continue to rely on this free flow of communication as we move forward on this journey of transformation. So beyond listening and beyond hearing, I want to also assure you, my fellow Ghanaians, that your feedback is also being incorporated into programs, policy and planning of this government.
Dr. Asari, some have already said that that turnaround may not be there. One economist who is head of the finance department at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Godfred Botkin, has downplayed the president's assurance that Ghana's economy will turn around. Not much has been put in place, he thinks.
For him to come out clearly to say that he is sure there is going to be a turnaround, he's going to make sure we really perform up to expectation, he's going to make sure we use our money prudently, etc. So I think that others will have the option to criticize everything, but I think we have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
From the political scientist's perspective, the president needs to pursue a more aggressive leadership style going forward.
Ghanaians are expecting a lot of aggression in his leadership. Ghanaians will really expect that because 2014 didn't go well, a lot of challenges in the areas of employment, in the areas of the value for our money going down dramatically. They will expect to see a lot of aggression in his leadership. They will expect that we'll be able to rein in his ministers, and if even if feasible, the size of the government, if it can be reduced so that the money could go into benefit the ordinary people, those who are struggling because of our economic challenges.
As chairman chairman of ECOWAS, President Mahama receives credits for one, placing Ghana on the pedestal of accepting to spearhead the fight to contain the deadly Ebola, which has claimed the lives of many. Also, for leading the team to push for a civilian-led transitional government in Burkina Faso. On corruption, many believe President Mahama has a lot left on his plate.
He should be able to fire, he should be able to hire. So I think that is a weakness. So if you can strengthen that weakness, I think Ghana will go forward.
I think it's on course, despite the challenges. The mere fact that he's doing something about it is what I admire about him.
What's your assessment of Mahama's administration?
I'm expecting, more from what Atamil's left behind. I thought there would be more development and all sorts. So far, I don't really see
much. Mahama has done a lot of things under his administration. Example, the seawater project at Nungwa, which will serve the Nungwa community, Teshin, Lashibi, and the nearby communities, and the Kumasi Airport project, the Kwame Nkrumah Circle Interchange, and the Ridge Hospital, and some of the hospitals too have been upgraded. So now, we are citizens, we should all support Mahama.
2016.
I think objectively 2016 is still a long way, almost 2 years, and a lot of things can change. Will the president emerge victorious? I think the many supporters of the president will admit that it's really going to be a tough call. They will doubt the president will win. But the point is that the election is about 24 months away, so a lot of things can change. But let's also look at the bigger picture. Do Ghanaians really vote based on the performance of a government? I don't think Ghanaians vote based on that. 2016, President Mahama is going to be okay. He's going to be very competitive. But if he's able to do well as president, I think it will go to his advantage.
As a communications expert, President Mahama is described as a man of many talents and commitments. He states succinctly that citizens must abstain from negativity and focus on solutions that can move the nation forward.
Rebecca Ekpe.
The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing and Haji Collins Dauda has cut the sword for the construction of a 128-unit apartment at Tema Community 1, Site 3. The 8-story project, which comprises 8 apartments made up of 2 and 3 bedrooms, will be executed in 2 phases. The first phase, estimated at 17.5 million cedis, will also include a 2-story commercial building. Sherif Idrisu was at the ceremony and has filed this report.
The environmentally friendly project, which is expected to be completed in 18 months, would house about 5,000 families. Alhaji Dauda announced that the National Housing Policy, which has been on the drawing board for some time now, has finally received cabinet's approval. According to him, the policy has an overall mission of providing adequate, safe, secure, decent and affordable housing.
On redevelopment of them, and the purpose of this redevelopment exercise is to maximize the use of land. The spaces between the flats where we are undertaking the project are big enough to put up more structures to accommodate more people without affecting the well-being of existing tenants. Inherent in this initiative is the opportunity for TDC to upgrade the services in the area and also improve the external facade of the existing block. It is on this basis that I commend TDC for this action. The intervention also helps to address the housing deficit, which is in excess of 1.7 million nationwide. We are struggling to be able to address the deficit in terms of housing of 1.7 million housing units. This intervention will certainly address the deficit, and it's my hope that it will not stop at this one, but be rolled on to the other parts of Tema accommodation for Abe.
The managing director of the corporation, Joe Abe, said the project will be implemented by China State Construction. He said the corporation's redevelopment effort is of prime importance to their government, saying it will use the infilling project to turn around the development of the metropolis.
The signing of an MOU to give assurance to the residents that TDC will perform all its undertakings which will enhance the environmental and living conditions of this community. TDC will also construct storm treatment sewer plants, roads and lighting for the whole area. They will also properly designate parking spaces for vehicles to decongest the area.
That was the managing director of the Tema Development Corporation, Joe Abe, ending that report by Sharif Idrisu.
The obstetrics and gynecology department of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital is asking the National Health Insurance Authority to settle all debts owed the department so that it can continue to deliver health care. According to the head of the department, Professor Samuel Amenyi, it has been denied access to funds for about a year, and this is impeding its quest to provide quality maternal care to pregnant women. Professor Amenyi was speaking in Accra when the Imperial Charity Foundation handed over the refurbished first floor of the maternity block to the management of Kolebu Teaching Hospital. Priscilla Apia and Sefako Fefe have filed this report.
The head of the obstetrics and gynecology department of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Professor Samuel Amenyi, said the department is not able to pay suppliers and can only embark on few projects because money which will accrue from the internally generated funds to cater for such services has not been paid by the National Health Insurance Authority. In the meantime, the Imperial Charity Foundation has come to the aid of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital by refurbishing the first floor of the maternity block at a cost of about $250,000. Professor Amenyi was grateful to Imperial Charity Foundation for the kind gesture and thanked the nurses to put up a more positive attitude to work.
Nearly a year now, we haven't received anything from NHIS concerning the free maternity. The policy is that you should use internal generator fund to do whatever you are doing in your facility. And for maternity, you are relying on the free maternal care revenue. And NHIS is supposed to be paying us for the work we've done so that we can use it to maintain the place. I appreciate what they have done. And we hope that many more companies will be coming on board to other parts of Kolebu to bring the facilities in Kolebu up to the standard.
The director of Imperial Charity Foundation, Nana Ansakwal, talks about the rationale behind supporting the hospital.
We just believe that any profit we make, we need to give to society. So we're hearing stories that the wards were really in a bad state. So we chose one, and maternity, because, you know, the mother's giving birth, it was important. So we chose this one, $250,000. So that was a pinch for us, but it was worth it. I would wish if anybody who came in here just paid a token and they kept it aside to do touch-ups. Not charging them, but if there was a token which is fair, so those who can't afford can pay and those who can afford can pay, and then they can keep it so they can at least touch up on their things, change ball.
The facility was named after a 96-year-old midwife, Mary Opoku Ajiman, for her dedication to the hospital.
That was a report by Priscilla Pia and Sefako Fakwe. The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedonketia, says demands by the MPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo for a new voters register is unrealistic. According to him, it is not a convention in the country to replace voters register after every decade. Speaking shortly after the party's first National Executive Council meeting, Mr. Esiedonketia said the reasons Nana Akufo-Addo gave for a new voters register are untenable. He said for Nana Akufo-Addo to compare figures of the 2010 population census to voters register compiled in 2012 flies in the face of logic. He said between 2010, when the population census was conducted, and 2012, when the voters register was compiled, a lot may have changed in the population dynamics, which makes such a demand a moot one. He further stated that unlike the population census, which was conducted by one institution, the voters register was compiled by different institutions with a superior biometric technology. He said to compile a new voters register will be a total waste of the country's resources. A third National Sanitation Day has been held, but it seems the beaches were left out. Radio Ghana gathered that some time ago, government provided cleaners who kept the beaches clean. According to the Jasiche of Choko Manchuleami, Daniel Nikwe, of all of a sudden the operation ceased. He said no explanation was given to the fishers. Mr. Nikwe, however, said occasionally residents clean the beaches. Aurelia Kandi and Benedicta Bentum have filed this report.
We visited the La, Choko and Jamestown beaches at La. The shores were littered with heaps of debris washed ashore. Ironically, a billboard mounted at the beach read, "Stop open defecation," but this does not deter residents. As Choko fisher folks had docked and were busily mending their nets, the heaps of rubbish served as sea defense walls for houses nearby. Wastewater from houses flows directly into the sea. Residents, both young and old, lined up and were seen openly defecating. The composition of waste materials, coupled with activities such as the washing of nets and kilns used for smoking fish, has made the area of the sea close to the shores dark. Nijase of Chokom Manchulu Emling, Daniel Nikwe told us that the children of fisherfolks engage themselves in the tidying up of the beaches to maintain sanitation conditions there.
The beaches were initially very dirty, and the government appointed some people to clean them. Indeed, we are witnesses and even helped with the cleaning. But without an explanation, they stopped working. So we sometimes appoint some people to clean around, and our children also sweep the beaches for us.
The Jamestown beach scenario was not different from the La and Choco beaches. However, efforts were being made to burn some rubbish. Meanwhile, the Kolin Lagoon is heavily choked with debris.
Aurelia Kandi and Benedicta Bintum filed that report.
Curbing night fishing along the coast has always been a challenge to authorities in the country. It is in this vein that the chief fisherman of Jamestown and a member of the Ghana National Canoe Fishermen Association, Nikai Okaishi, has appealed to government to empower the marine police to arrest those who practice light fishing along the shores.
Fish sellers say the Christmas season. After the Christmas season, fish prices remain the same. The prices of three small redfish ranges from 10 to 30 Ghana cedis, and four large-sized tilapia goes to 40 Ghana cedis. Some fishmongers say they do not make much profit when they purchase fish from the cold stores.
About 500 people from the deprived Muslim community of Nkramum and its environs on the outskirts of Tichimain have benefited from free NHIS registration. This is at the initiative of the Islamic Development Bank Graduate Association, IDB. The exercise, which cost over 4,000 cedis, was part of the social responsibility of the IDB graduate beneficiaries of an Islamic Development Bank scholarship who are determined to give something back to society after their education. We bring you more.
Over the past 2 years, the IDB graduates had undertaken medical outreach programs and the provision of wells among deprived communities in parts of the country. This year, the IDB Graduate Association selected Nkramum for implementing one of its social projects, and as part of their end-of-year activities, arranged with the Techimai Municipal NHIS to bring hope to the deprived residents of the community. The exercise was somehow popular and attracted a large number of people from other communities like Krobo, Akrotum, and Arua. Even though the initiative was from IDB graduates who are mainly Muslims, the exercise was not restricted to Muslims, as many Christians from some of the communities took advantage to register. The manager of the NHIS for the Techimai municipality, Augustine Appel, expressed satisfaction with the response of the people and called on other organizations to embark on similar exercises to bring hope to the people who otherwise would find it difficult to register with NHIS because of poverty. The imam of Nkramum, Alhaji Salifu Techia, who could not hide his happiness at the conduct of the exercise, prayed for the organizers of the program and hoped they would come again to support the community in other ways.
That was a news desk report. The news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama marks second year in office today. NDC General Secretary describes as untenable Nanado's allegation of bloated voter register. Obstetrics and Gynecology Department of Kolebu demand immediate settlement of debts owed by NHIA. Potential drug for Ebola on trial in Liberia, and Palestine to join International Criminal Court on April 1st. Please stay with us.
TBC mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
Welcome back. An Accra Circuit Court trying the Takoradi-based medical doctor Suliali Gabaz for sodomy will continue with cross-examination of the victim today, the 7th of January. The court, presided over by Mrs. Rita Ajimaibudu last November, heard the evidence in chief of the 16-year-old senior high school student. The case is being heard in camera because of the need to protect the identity of the victim. However, snippets of information gathered indicate that the case is likely to be heard in open court after cross-examination of the victim, who is the first prosecuting witness in the trial. Already, the victim has narrated how he became friends with Ali Gabaz on Facebook which is a social media platform, to the time he was allegedly sodomized by the doctor. Dr. Gabbas is standing trial over a two-count charge of defiling a child under 16 years and unnatural carnal knowledge, an offense he has denied. He has been denied bail and remains in lawful custody.
The trial of a potential drug to treat Ebola has started at the Metansan Frontier Center in Liberia. The drug antiviral Brincitovir is being tested on Ebola patients on a voluntary basis. People who do not consent to it receive standard care. Oxford University scientists leading the research say initial results are expected in the next few months. A study involving a similar drug, Favipiravir, began in Guinea in December last year. While a handful of experimental drugs, including Brincitovir and Favipiravir, have been given on a compassionate basis in the last year, none has yet been proven to work against the virus in scientific human trials.
The new head of the UN mission for Ebola emergency response, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, has arrived in Liberia as part of his first tour of the three countries most affected by the Ebola outbreak. In each country, he will assess response efforts to stop the Ebola outbreak and determine urgent UN priorities. Mr. Sheikh Ahmed met President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, as well as the UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response staff. He also discussed response efforts with the diplomatic community. Mr. Ould Sheikh Ahmed will today travel to the Grand Cape Mount County, where he will interact with local, traditional and religious leaders, as well as Ebola survivors, before heading to Sierra Leone. He was emphatic that the UN is wholly committed to supporting all affected and at-risk communities to contain the Ebola outbreak and end the crisis. He said special attention is needed at the border areas, adding that zero cases in Liberia and the entire region must be everyone's goal.
Oil giant Royal Dutch Shell has agreed to an $84 million settlement to residents of the Bodo community in the Niger Delta for two oil spills. Lawyers for about 15,600 Nigerian fishermen say their clients will receive $3,300 each for losses caused by the spills. The remaining $30 million will be left for the community, which law firm Leday says was devastated by the two massive oil spills in 2008 and 2009. They say they affected thousands of hectares of mangrove in South Nigeria. The settlement was announced by the Anglo-Dutch oil giant's Nigerian subsidiary SPDC. Shell says both spills were caused by operational failure of the pipelines. The company maintains that the extent of environmental pollution in the area is caused by the scourge of oil theft and illegal refining.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Palestine will join the International Criminal Court, ICC, on April 1, a move that will enable the Palestinians to pursue war crime charges against Israel. The Palestinians submitted the documents ratifying the Rome Statute that established the court last Friday, a formal step to becoming a member of the world's permanent war crimes tribunal. In a statement, the Secretary General said the statute will enter into force for the state of Palestine on April 1 this year. The Palestinian move has drawn threats of retaliation from Israel and is strongly opposed by the U.S. as an obstacle to reaching an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal.
Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, Akim, has claimed responsibility for yesterday's attack in central Mali. The attack was the closest the militant has struck in the capital, Bamako, since the French-led war forced them from cities across the north nearly 2 years ago. Mauritanian news agency Al Akbar quoted Akim members as saying that they took over Nampala without much resistance and that they are holding captured soldiers. Defense Ministry advisor Lieutenant Colonel Diarra Kony said Mali's forces have retaken the lost territory. 6 soldiers died and several others were injured, according to a security official who spoke on condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to speak to journalists.
The Narcotics Control Board, NACOB, has begun a process to confiscate the property of Nayelia Metope, who has been sentenced to 8 years in prison, 8 months for trafficking 12 kilograms of cocaine to London. Officials of NACOP have posted notices of confiscation on Ayeli's residence at East Legon, Accra, as required by PNDC Law 263. The law empowers NACOP officials who reasonably suspect that the property was acquired with drug money to be confiscated. However, reports say the family of Nayeli resisted the action by NACOP officials, leading to a scuffle between them. A family member who is believed to be Nayeli's mother is said to have told the NACOP officials that they did not have any basis to confiscate the property because at the time they posted a notice, the case was still being heard by the court in London. Football. As part of preparations towards the African Nations Cup to be staged in Equatorial Guinea, the senior national football team, the Black Stars, will play its first friendly match against the Portuguese side, Oanense, today at the Algarve Stadium in Portugal. The fixture will take place some hours before new coach Avram Grant names his final 23-man squad for Africa's flagship event. Ghana has also arranged a friendly against German Bundesliga side Freiburg before departing to Equatorial Guinea. That match we played at the Estadio Olimpico de Sevilla. Meanwhile, talks are underway for another friendly against Dutch top flight side Cambuur-Leeuwarden.
To end the news, the main points again. Today marks President John Mahama's second year in office as president. He admits that 2014 came with challenges, but is hopeful about a turnaround this year. Political analysts predict progress is a must to enhance Mahama's chances for a second term year in 2016. The General Secretary of the National Democratic Congress, Johnson Esiedun Ketia, has described allegations by NPP flag bearer Nana Addo Dankwa of a bloated voter register as unrealistic. Speaking after the party's first National Executive Council meeting in Accra, Mr. Esiedun Ketia said Nana Akufo-Addo's demands for a new voter register are untenable. The Obstetrics and Gynecology Department of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital has called on the National Health Insurance Authority to settle all debts owed the department. The head of the department, Professor Samuel Ameni, says it has not received funds for about 1 year, which is making it difficult to provide quality maternal care to pregnant women. The trial of a potential drug to treat Ebola patients has begun at the Médecins Sans Frontières Center in Liberia. The Oxford University scientists who are leading the research said initial results are expected in the next few months. And the UN has confirmed Palestine's bid to join the International Criminal Court in order to pursue war crimes charges against Israel. The Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in a statement said Palestine will become a member of the Hague-based ICC on April 1 this year. The news was presented by Mercy Sua
and Abraham Donko in Accra.